Love Your Fungus, Part 2. If anyone has noticed the medical category in my category menu under the banner of my site, I just want to say that there is little or no medical information in there, except today. I usually file something under medical if it's medically funny. But today, I must clear up something I said about skin fungus last year that was really wrong. And it's kind of funny, too. I wrote that post last July, right before the Clever Max reunion show. Actually, that's probably why I'm remembering it now. I wrote a piece titled Love Your Fungus. It was about a hellacious scaling and cracking all over my hands that I had personally diagnosed as fungus. I based my diagnosis on the fact that I went into our bathroom with a black light and saw my hands glow. So I knew it had to be fungus. My doctor had taken a scraping and ruled out fungus, but I figured I was still right anyway. By the way, here's what it looked like. I'm so proud of this drawing. So anyway, a few months later, I started bitching at my doctor about my hands again because it was really painful. So he sends me to a dermatologist. Dermatologist sits all scientific, asking me questions and taking data. Then he goes, "That's dishidrotic eczema." I go, "Okay, what do I put on it?" "Hand lotion." He wasn't shitting me. I go, "Why did my hands glow when I put a black light on it?" "Oh, that was probably soap trapped in a dry skin. Lots of shampoos will fluoresce under a black light. Look at the walls of your bathroom. There are fluorescent streaks all over there, under ultraviolet." And that's what I did when I went home. Saw all the splashes from shampoo all over the walls that were glowing in the dark under ultraviolet. The laundry room, too. Laundry soap does that. Pitchin'. Just to test his skill, I began applying cheap-ass hand lotion several times a day, and in about a month, my hands were healed. They're still fine. Stopped glowing, too. I had put up with that condition for 7 years, ever since 2003 when I started using sterile gloves every day and washing my hands all day long. I treated it with hydrocortisone, helped a little. Jock itch medicine, helped a little. It was the emollients in the medicine that were helping, not the medicine at all. Dishidrotic eczema is not funny, and it is quite painful, but it's one of those things you think you can live with. Kind of like a small dick or drinking too much. You just figure you're lucky to be alive and you don't bother seeing a doctor about it. On the other hand, doctors have been looking at my tool for years, have never offered to do anything about that.